Boston's planning agency could vote tonight on the largest new development project in the city in decades. The redevelopment plan for Suffolk Downs proposes 10,000 units of housing and promises to create an entire new neighborhood between East Boston and Revere. But advocates for affordable housing say the plans amount to a lost opportunity to create a 21st century community, one that reflects a new approach to equity. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
2 days before what could be a make-or-break meeting at the Boston Planning and Development Agency, protesters outside City Hall called on the mayor to postpone the vote. They say the developer is catering mostly to luxury renters, and the massive new development will deepen the housing crisis for the low-income residents, largely immigrants, who have long called East Boston home. Maria Carolina Ticona is with the group Pueblo, which formed in opposition to the proposed $8 billion development.
Gentrification displaces peoples and cultures. Luxury developments like HYM, Suffolk Downs redevelopment, displaces black, brown immigrant and indigenous students like me and small homeowners like my family.
It's not every day, more like every century, that Boston sees a single development of this scale. 161 acres of land, more than three times the size of Boston Common. If approved, the project would be built over the next 20 years. A third of the new neighborhood would be in Revere, which has already approved its portion. The rest is in Boston, and that's what's on the table at tonight's hearing at the BPDA. As he prepared for the big meeting, I met developer Tom O'Brien at the old clubhouse at Suffolk Downs.
So this is the spot, huh?
This is it. It's, as you can see, it's pretty empty. There's nobody here.
In the 1990s, O'Brien ran the city's planning agency, which is now deciding on his development proposal. Now he runs HYM Investment Group, which bought the former racetrack in 2017. It became part of the city's bid to attract Amazon to Boston, but when that didn't happen, HYM put forward the current proposal.
I've been working on this for a long, long time, this kind of business, and I can tell you that the region needs thousands and thousands of units of housing. We can also build, you know, a terrific amount of open space. If you live here, you're certainly welcome. But if you don't live here and you want to come for a walk or you want to go to a restaurant, everybody's welcome here.
But activists are worried that everybody won't be welcome at the new Suffolk Downs. Under Boston's guidelines, 13% of the units are required to be affordable. Activists think half the units should be affordable. In response to pressure from local officials, O'Brien says his company will fund additional affordable housing, amounting to a total of more than 1,400 new units in East Boston. City officials say that's the largest number of income-restricted units in a single private development in Boston, ever. Some residents of Orion Heights, near Suffolk Downs, say that's enough. Here's Chris Asante, who leads a neighborhood association there.
I think at the end of the day, the wants and needs of Orion Heights are different, right? Every neighborhood's different.
But Gabriela Cartagena, a lifelong East Boston resident and member of the Pueblo Coalition, says the interests of a group of homeowners are different than the needs of East Boston generally. And she takes issue with the definition of affordable housing. Affordable for who, she asks.
We hear the mayor say that we need to build more to fix this housing crisis, but we are seeing more development, but we're not seeing an actual solution to the housing crisis. We're just seeing displacement numbers rise.
There are different brackets of affordable housing for people with different incomes, and the city has negotiated with the developer to include a greater range of incomes. But activists say even more units should be dedicated to people at the bottom of the income scale. O'Brien says the numbers just wouldn't work. The company would need billions in government subsidies. And he says that's simply not going to happen in the current political climate.
At a certain point, the issue for the housing activists is if you push it too hard, then you end up with zero because these are not then financeable buildings. And so nothing gets built here. And that would be a lost opportunity.
But to advocates, the lost opportunity is in the Suffolk Downs proposal itself. They say such a large plot inside Boston is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build a neighborhood for everyone. The hearing on the Suffolk Downs redevelopment is scheduled for 5:30 this evening. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.